and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Here we are on a Monday.
Here we are. We made it.
I'm lucky I'm here today. I was afraid for a minute that I might not make it today.
Well, I talked to your wife yesterday just through text, and she said you were feeling kind of puny.
Oh, I felt awful. I mean, you stand out in rain for, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours. and you look around and people have umbrellas and stuff like that. And I had a little hoodie thing for the football game the other day.
But you don't wear a hat. So I'm guessing that the top of your head was wet the whole time.
It was. Uh-huh. And then, like, you know, if you take the hoodie on your jacket and you lay it back, like if I was going to be on camera, I didn't want to be there in a hoodie.
Yeah, you look kind of sneaky or something.
Yeah, it looks weird,
suspicious.
Right?
That's a cool new look.
So I threw it back, and then what happens is, like, the rain collects in the hoodie. And then you put the hoodie back on, and it all goes down your
that's
back.
Bad. Oh.
Yeah, then you get cold and nasty.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what I did. And so I woke up and felt awful. I felt bad on Saturday, but I was like, I got to go out there and do the football game. So then I felt even worse yesterday. So for me, on bad feeling days, especially on days where there's football on, it means really bad eating.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Oh my gosh. So we started off the day with cinnamon rolls, and then I made sausage balls, and then I ate Poncho's dip, and then after that we had taquitos, and then I made Mississippi mud cookies.
I'm really
That's
thinking,
a good day.
What's so wrong with this?
Why didn't you invite us over?
Oh my gosh, I had so much food.
We kind of ate the same though, like dip and hamburgers and yeah.
So good though.
Yeah, it is.
And like I never make those Mississippi mud cookies with like the oats and the, have you ever done that?
What is that?
My husband loves those. That's his favorite cookie.
They're freaking good. It's like oats and cocoa and sugar and butter all mixed together.
When you say oats, it sounds disgusting, but they're really good.
It's like no-bake cookies.
Yeah.
They're really good.
It does sound good.
So I had those.
Thanks for bringing some.
Well, the Poncho's dip. Here's where I was kind of struggling with that. Because typically, if I were to eat the Poncho's dip, I would actually warm it up. But I was so hungry for it, I ate it cold.
Oh.
And y'all, it was so good.
Do you know that, don't they serve it cold?
I think so. And it throws you off.
Yeah. But I like it. I think that's why I like it cold is because I've eaten it like that since I was little. And because I've gone to Poncho's for years. And I think it's a nostalgic thing. Like, I don't warm it up because I've always had it cold.
But is that the only one you can eat cold? Because, like, if you try to make queso at home, you couldn't even get through it.
No, you can't even stir it.
Break a chip.
Yes.
How can you do that? Because you would break a chip in, like, the Poncho's, wouldn't you?
No, it's different.
It is like, oh, man.
You need to buy some tonight.
No, I've had that before. Poncho specifically is my favorite. Salsa and cheese dip. Mm. But I can't do that cold, man. I got to put it in the microwave.
It's kind of watery if you put it in the microwave.
Yeah, I didn't even try it. I will never microwave it. It is that good. And I could eat it right now for breakfast.
Wow.
Okay, now you're going too far.
Poncho's for breakfast? You wouldn't eat it?
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Well, good. I have it in the car.
Oh,
he changes his mind. You see that?
Are you being serious?
When he thinks it's right out there, he's all of a sudden ready to eat it.
I mean, I'll eat some now.
No, you don't want it.
No, I want some now.
You don't want it.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Monday, September 24th of 2018, and Jonesboro is now set to get 2 new movie theaters. Now, a 16-screen theater is going to be built on US 49 at the Farville Curb, while the second new theater is going to be what they call a Malco VIP theater. It's going to be in Greensboro Village right there at Hilltop. This is going to be a 12-screen theater that will feature leather reclining seats and a cinema grill.
A second woman has come forward to accuse Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. The incident allegedly happened when they were both studying at Yale.
And Tiger Woods ended a 5-year drought by winning the Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday. This is Tiger's 80th win.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I sound so bassy today.
you are kind of like Meghan Trainor.
Hey.
You're going to get sick more often.
How is everybody this morning? It's good to be here.
I don't want you to talk like that.
Isn't that awesome?
You know.
If I just talk like this all the time. Welcome to Arkansas State football. Yeah.
You're so chill and happy all the time.
Is that awesome?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty
good. I wish I could be like that all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome to football. We got some stuff we're going to do.
Dang. Well, you know, speaking of sounding different, I sounded real strange at that tailgate. Once I decided to leave.
Yeah, you were yelling too much.
I wasn't yelling. Okay?
You're yelling right now.
Okay. I'm just saying I sounded a little bit different because I had to leave the tailgate, unfortunately.
Yeah. That was the best part of the day.
I know, that was funny.
Oh, when I left?
Yes.
No.
Hey, try it again.
See ya. No, but at like 3:15 that afternoon on Saturday, I had to leave, come back to the station, take care of some stuff. But suddenly, I quote-unquote hear myself on the radio. That was spectacular, amazing. I don't know how in the world that happened. Radio magic.
Well,
right,
some
there
pre-recorded
on the
stuff.
Yeah,
well.
Right.
Some pre-recorded stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did you say on the radio? What did you not say on the radio?
Something along the lines of how excited I am to see this team and those guys in the tight pants.
So we knew David was going to be driving back, and he was going to have us on to see what we were going to do without him there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, we're here at the football game, and hey, David, what do you think about today's game?
And then we had someone, one of our friends named Chris, read a line for David. And just talking about how excited he was to see the football players in their tight pants.
So for anybody who didn't like know what was happening, they probably thought, boy, that Barrel Boy's weird right now.
Y'all, I heard that and I started crying. I was laughing so hard.
Well, it's the same laughter we had when I tried to give Kelly basically a layup, right? Like I try to set her up. It's like a volley. Bam, here you go. Simple volley. I'm like, hey, it might be raining outside. But as our friend Luke Bryan would say,
rain is good.
Let me preface it by saying you make everything sound so easy. You do everything so easy, and you make everything sound so easy. And then when you give me something to say, I just panic a little bit because I'm scared what I'm going to sound like. And I sounded
bad. You lived up to it. Rain is good.
But my favorite part, man, when she was talking about the Spirit Day, you know, all these cheerleaders from years past.
Well, Brandon, he happened to make a statement that said that all of the old Spirit Squad was here.
I didn't
here.
Mean it like that.
Right.
Though.
But then I tried to help it because a lot of those, quote, old people are my age.
Yeah.
And so I tried to help it, and I think I made it a little worse.
You did make it worse.
All these women, I'm going to call them ripened, are here.
Like they're spoiled.
Yeah.
Like they're mushy and spoiled and stuff.
I didn't mean it like that.
All these ripened women.
They stopped me when I was down there on the field and were complaining about Kelly
You're
for saying
that. You're a
liar.
No, I don't blame them. Ripened. That's a great word.
Yeah. So don't ever use that word to describe somebody.
Sorry, everyone.
I don't think that's a compliment.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Drake, who was in his feelings a little bit over the weekend because he was sick and had to miss a concert.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened in Miami. Friday and Saturday, he was set to play at the American Airlines Arena. And everyone was kind of thinking, because they were very vague about it, due to circumstance beyond our control, so it seemed like a production issue, maybe another issue with Migos, who was also in the tour with Drake. But it turns out Drake got super, super sick, and he said, I got so ill so fast that I never experienced anything like that in my life.
Really?
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he was, you know, hanging out in Northeast Arkansas and ended up getting like hepatitis A or something like that. But
that's not funny. What, not funny.
What do you mean not
We're
funny?
Gonna have to talk about Brandon's experience later.
That's not funny.
Oh.
Hepatitis A is nothing to joke about, David.
Gosh, David.
You wouldn't be joking if you almost had it.
You're so dramatic.
I almost had it.
Anyway, he said thank you to the two doctors and nurse that helped me with my round-the-clock care. So I guess it was pretty extreme whatever he had going on, but it looks like he's going to be doing better and making up those shows in Miami at some later point. Don't know when as of yet, though.
So got you guys up on Selena Gomez. She's doing something really cool on her Instagram account where she is actually giving away clothes out of her closet. Like one of the outfits she wore in a video, in a recent video to the song Back to You, she's showing it on her Instagram story and says, if anybody wants this, send me a DM.
Dang.
Wow.
So if you're a fan of Selena Gomez, you might want to check out her social media.
So got your gossip on Demi Lovato, and it happens to be good gossip. So it's been about 2 months since her alleged overdose. And apparently, well, it's not alleged, drug overdose. Yeah. But apparently she's still in rehab, but they give her day passes. So she gets to go out, apparently, if everything's been going well. Mm-hmm. And the picture, there's a picture out showing her talking to a woman that's walking her dog. She has a coffee in her hand. She's smiling. She looks relaxed. So it looks like she's on the road to recovery in a good way.
That is good.
Yeah.
She gets the day pass. David was asking his fiance about a hall pass this weekend.
Oh, wow.
I'm not really sure how that went.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I put up our BBITM debate so far this morning. We're debating Poncho's cheese dip. Do you eat it cold or warm? I need you to tell me because I think David's wrong.
No, I'm not. You have to eat that warm. Put it in the microwave for at
cold,
least a few seconds.
Because that's how they serve it.
Oh, and it's to me. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Why do I want it right now?
Because it's good.
Like, I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, it sounds so good. And I bought those little tiny circle tortilla chips.
Basically, yeah. you get a bowl of this. It's like a bowl of soup in a chip, but it's cheese dip.
But it's better warm.
I don't think so. It's up on Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also on my Twitter account this morning, Brandon on KFIN. I'll even put it on Instagram in a minute.
Look at that.
It's going to be everywhere. It's a big ponchos morning. All right, David, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do this.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so this dude named John and a friend of his went out and stole about $500-$600 worth of alcohol from a grocery store in Wisconsin the other day, okay? Oh. Now keep in mind, this is in Wisconsin. The cops started chasing him in the car. What is Wisconsin?
I don't really know.
Wisconsin. Anyway, police started chasing him. John actually got out and ran. He said, "Forget you, man, I'm out of here." And he actually got away until about an hour later when he decided to surrender.
Really?
Everybody was a little bit surprised because he was surrendering, but do you know why he decided to give himself up?
Ooh, no, I don't.
Because there were so many mosquitoes in Wisconsin swarming him, he just couldn't take it anymore. And he said when he was walking out, the police noticed about 20 or 30 mosquitoes on his forehead.
Oh, gosh.
At one time.
That's awful.
And when they were cuffing him, he was like, "Can y'all just wipe away these mosquitoes?" I can't imagine how disgusting that must have been.
Is he sticky or something?
Well, probably. He was probably sweaty and gross. The mosquitoes are just attracted to him. Imagine how itchy he must have been.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so now he's been arrested, and the police are trying to track down his buddy as of right now. But in a situation like that, do you know who you call when mosquitoes attack?
No, I don't. Who do you call, David?
The SWAT team.
That's pretty good, though. I'm going to give him the clap.
Thank you. I get one clap. But there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Monday. Fog out there. Be careful on your way out. You might not see a jogger or something.
It's still raining.
Is it still raining too?
I mean, it's just constant, it seems like, for the last 72 hours.
Right. And here we are on Saturday. Again, we're out there and we tailgate in mud. It was like we could have played mud ball.
It's pretty good under the tent.
They told us it was. I got a call from our general manager. I'm like, "How is it out there?" "Oh, it's dry under the tent." We got there. It wasn't dry under the tent.
Yeah, we should have brought a volleyball and played mud ball.
Yeah.
It was more like it was better under the tent than it is outside.
Right.
I will say I was the smart one, though.
Why is that?
Because I wore rain boots and you wore canvas Vans.
Well, that
good
was,
job.
That was stupid. Well, because my tennis shoes that I could have worn that would have matched okay are not the official brand of Arkansas State Athletics, and I have to wear the official brand.
So your jeans wouldn't have covered them?
I'm afraid, like, what if it would have showed? And then it made me take my shoes off.
And you'd be barefoot
walking
in the rain?
With socks.
Take your shoes off right now.
Oh, your socks aren't Adidas either. We got to take those off.
I'm going to have to go get some Adidas black shoes.
I was a little embarrassed in my rain boots when I went up into the stadium, though.
Yeah, so Kelly tells me she's never been up into the tower, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay.
Ever.
We'll take you up there and we'll let you look around and stuff like that. And here she goes tracking mud through the town.
Oh, my gosh.
Although, you're in your Vans that are black but now look brown.
Yeah, they look
from
awful.
The mud.
But she's up there, and she was a little bit awkward, David. I'll be honest. She was a little bit awkward.
Why was she awkward? I didn't know really how to act up there.
Because it was like she had to be somebody different in her mind.
I did.
Why is that?
I don't know. We went up to like the area where some of the suites are and like where the broadcast stuff is, like the booth and the media and all that stuff.
It's a little tense up there, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
It just is. Well, because everybody's getting the production stuff ready, and I feel like I didn't need to smile at anyone because everybody was really serious, you know, trying to get everything ready. So I'm like, I don't want to be that girl that comes up there and everybody's like, "She looks out of place. Why is she here? Ma'am, you need to leave."
Right. So she has big fingers on her shirt.
Oh, yeah, my Wolves Up shirt.
Yeah, so I know what you're talking about. The very distracting shirt.
Yes, David, that shirt throws him off.
It does because the hand is so big.
Yeah.
It just throws me off.
And there was a point where Kelly had zipped up her jacket a little bit and it didn't look like a finger. And we're like, ooh, maybe you want to unzip.
Yeah, there's that.
If you go look at our pictures from this week and you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was weird because she got up there and then I'm showing her like our broadcast area. I'm showing her like where they do production for like the stuff on the video board and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then people are talking to me because we're kind of prepping a little bit too.
Yeah.
And kind of, hey, what's going on? Anything different today? And she looked so awkward, like trying not to be in the conversation.
Yeah, I was like standing back in the back. I'm just here to see everything.
Gawking.
Oh, so it's just like, I know what you
but
mean.
But then we also went into some suites, and I was like, man, I never knew that some people watch football like this. And yeah. I just immediately felt bad about myself.
because you don't have a suite?
I was like, man, this is how some people live. Wow.
I mean, I walked into a suite in the fourth quarter, right? Mm-hmm. And I go into the suite, and I promise you, there's probably 25 people in this little suite.
Yeah.
And no, but you can't even see the field. There's so many people in there. And nobody's paying attention. They're just talking.
It's a social
gathering.
There's
food in there and jelly beans and M&Ms and all this like sweet stuff. And I was just like, oh.
And a refrigerator like you would see on Cribs.
Stocked.
Like where it's everything. You're like, dude, this is awesome. But then you can't see the game.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? The whole goal is to go see the game, but then you have so many people in there. It's like a social gathering mm-hmm. with a football game going on.
Yeah. You know? Oh, there's a football game over out that window over there.
Oh, and it's close, too. I had no idea.
So I appreciate you taking me up there because that's something I'll probably never see again.
Jeez.
I didn't think I'd ever dry myself because I got home and like I told my wife when I – because it was like I got there. We got to the stadium around what? Like 1:15, 1:30?
Something like that.
And I probably left, I don't know, 9:30 or something like that.
Were you just water-soaked, logged?
Because somebody said, are your shoes and socks wet? I'm like, I don't think so. And then I realized, no, they're soaking wet.
Yeah.
They're so wet, I don't even feel that they're wet. It's not like a little bit of water.
Did your feet go numb? Mine did.
I couldn't get my hands to not have moisture. Like, I was trying to open stuff. And, like, I'd wipe my hands on my pants, and they'd still be wet.
And I wasn't even out there as long as you were. And when I got home, I immediately took a hot shower because I was cold.
Yeah, me too. And then my underwear was even wet.
Hmm.
Why did you both stop at that point?
Because you said it really weird.
So then I go up to the coach's suites, right, to go to the bathroom at halftime. And I walk up there. And I see Wendy Anderson, right? And I say hi to her. And she's mm-hmm. like, you can have whatever you want in here. And I see like big old platters of Schlotzkies.
Whoa. Yum.
But I only had 5 minutes.
And you'd be scared that you'd have stuff in your teeth and all that kind of stuff. So you didn't eat.
And I didn't eat it.
You didn't eat anything?
No.
Are you serious?
So if Coach Anderson and his wife want to bring me Schlotzkies today, I'll eat it. Just a heads up.
Oh,
if they're delivering
goodness.
Food today.
I bet they're in a good mood. They got the win. So that's all that matters.
Wolves up.
Get your wolves up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have one question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for it today. It is Monday, September 24th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to our coworker and our friend, Lori Cartwright.
Happy birthday.
She celebrates her birthday today, 60 years old, so happy birthday to Lori. Keith and Mosley of Jonesboro celebrates. Nick Neely from Steele, Missouri, happy birthday. Jason Knight of Painway is celebrating. Stephanie Hart of Jonesboro. And how about this, John and Paul Pickens. At Jonesboro, they're celebrating their birthday today, so happy birthday to them. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Stephanie McMahon is turning 42 years old today. The daughter of Vince McMahon, married to Triple H.
Yep.
Hold on, Brandon over here. Oh, my gosh.
Holy moly. He is just...
Whoa.
Gotten choked up.
Dude.
Are you producing too much saliva this morning?
I might be. Have you ever sucked in air and it went down the wrong pipe?
Yes.
That was just... What happened to me?
Oh my gosh. Do you need me to fill in?
Would you stop turning down the music? You're making this weird. Okay. Anyway, Nia Vardalos is 56, the writer and star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Kevin Sorbo is 60 years old. He was the OG... Hercules, yeah. I used to watch him with my mom all the time, which is really awkward. Now that I say that.
Go ahead, David.
Mean Joe Green is 72, the Hall of Famer from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Ben Platt, who is Benji in the Pitch Perfect movies, turns 25 years old today.
And you wanted me to play a song from Pitch Perfect.
You have to play it.
You think I should?
Yes, you should.
The Anna Kendrick song?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This was actually a radio hit for a minute.
When I'm gone,
seen the movie.
Really?
Should I watch that one?
Yes.
The first one's good, but stop there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Stephanie Hart, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So last night I was on the phone with Carrie Underwood and we were talking about her recent album, Cry Pretty.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have heard this yet, but she has the number one album on the Billboard 200 charts.
Don't you need to ring the bell?
Let me ring the bell for her. In week number one, she sold 266,000 copies. Ooh. It's the biggest sales week for a woman so far in 2018.
That is awesome.
And it's also the best sales week of a country album in more than 3 years.
Dang.
So when you think about all the artists that have put out albums in the last 3 years, Carrie has topped all of them with this Cry Pretty album, so congratulations to her. Of course, that new single is called Love Wins. It's good stuff right there. Congratulations to Carrie Underwood.
So Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany have one baby, son Memphis, and they have a little girl on the way. So things are majorly changing for them. And with him touring, you can imagine his bus is getting really, really crowded because his family tours with him. And they have to have some extra things like two cribs on the bus. So Jason says his playpen sit outside his bus while he's watching college football. And that's something he used to never be able to do with his little girls. Now they're older. But he appreciates being able to take his little boy out with him on the road because he wasn't able to do that with his girls, because back in the day, all of his tour people were on his bus. He had 12 people on his bus, so there's way a family could fit. So busy days ahead for Jason Aldean's growing family.
Well, Eric Church is teasing us again with some new music. This time it's a song called Jukebox in a Bar. He released it to social media, and here's what it sounds like.
One pushes me up the mountain and one rolls me down the hill. In a phosphorescent dog. So you can keep your fancy potions and your incandescent notions. As for me, am I barely beat it? Oh.
This is Eric Church.
There's no better prescription for my broken disposition than a jukebox and a bar.
Now, he's set to come out with two more songs, or reveal two more, before his album comes out October the 5th, Desperate Man. But on top of that, he announced over the weekend he's going out on tour early next year. He'll be coming to St. Louis late in January, and then he'll be in Nashville in May. That's the closest acts to K-Fine Country. But Eric Church has a lot going on right now, and if you want to check out that teaser and all the other music we put up from Eric Church, it's up on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Because he is our morning motivator. He gets us ready and kind of gets us focused on a new week. Good morning, Mr. Birch.
What's happening, everyone?
Man, we're sitting here kind of reminiscing about, you know, like last Monday when I was gone and you guys were talking Explore Jonesboro. And also, like, you look at what happened the rest of the week. We had the fair last week.
Yeah.
We had A-State football. It's the beginning of fall. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we can kind of look forward to right now.
There is so much going on, and although it was a wet and soggy weekend, there were two huge announcements that, you know, we've been looking for and pushing for, and we've heard the rumors for the past 3, 4, 5 years, it seems like, but now it's, you know, it's official. Two new movie theaters in Jonesboro. Is that not exciting?
That is, and one of them, I was reading about this Malco VIP in Greensboro Village. That's going to have those reclining seats and the grill and all that stuff.
That's awesome.
Reclining seats, hit a button, the waiter comes out, brings you some food. You know, we've toured some of those, or we've visited some of those theaters up in St. Louis, down in Destin, they've got them. And, man, that's going to be a showplace for Jonesboro. I was actually touring a CFO from one of the companies over the weekend. He came in, and, you know, he looked at me after we did our tour of about two and a half, 3 hours, and he said, Eric, what else does Jonesboro need? And I said, well, what I think is really not important. What really matters is what do you think we need? And he said, I'm really shocked and pleasantly surprised with everything that Jonesboro has to offer.
Yeah.
So, guys, we're hearing that from this guy's from, like, Cincinnati, Ohio. So a big community and everything, lots to do, lots going on. But we've brought in people from Houston. We've brought in people from New Jersey. We've brought in people from Chicago. And it's just unreal the feedback that we get, that they go, holy cow, I had no idea Jonesboro had all of these things. So good feedback, to say the least.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because Kai's birthday is tomorrow. So we were looking like, what could we do if we took him to Memphis? And like, there's stuff to do there. But a lot of it, we have the same type of stuff here. Mm-hmm. Like there really wasn't, other than the zoo, there wasn't a major need to go there.
Yeah, Ninja Strong. I mean, that was a cool little thing that we found out, you know, over the past 2-3 weeks and just going out and trying to dig into all the corners of Jonesboro. And since then, I've had a couple people call me and say, since you've done that video on Ninja Strong, we've had a party out there, and that's been one of the best events. Our kids left there just worn slap out, but it was such a neat, cool thing that we're going to probably go back on a regular basis. So, yeah, we've got the trampoline park that we used to have to drive to Memphis for. We've got Ninja Strong. We've got hijinks and the rope courses. We've got the escape rooms. We didn't have those, you know, for a while. Now those are here. So, yeah, we just keep adding new stuff every single day. It just keeps getting better and better.
Well, that's the whole idea behind the hashtag Explore Jonesboro, explore with an X. You're wanting people to go out and find all these different deals. And here we are, Eric, in the final week.
This is week number 5, guys. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that's participated. And if you have not participated, it is not too late. So let's just recap. You can still go out to any of these places, take pictures, add up points. Remember, there's a $2,500 valued prize that's going to be given away before fuel this Friday night at the Barbecue Fest. So week 1 was parks and recreation, community centers. Go out, visit one of our parks. This weekend wasn't the best time to do it, but I think this week's going to be quite a bit better.
Yeah.
So get out. It's going to be cool. Check out our parks. Take a picture. Hashtag Explore Jonesboro. The other one was the hidden gems, and that's where we ended up at Ninja Strong. And some of the other places that, again, just not many people know about. The Craig that's right there in Earl Bell Community Center, that this massive, huge rock wall that you can go, I think it's just about every night of the week except Wednesday, for $5 and climb all you want. Then we hit local businesses. If you haven't seen our video on Orville's, I call it Jonesboro's newest men's shop. That's a cool spot. When you go in there, you just feel like you're in another city, in another town. And those are the kind of businesses that are coming to Jonesboro now. It's just blowing us away. So that's a lot of fun. Last week, of course, was Health Week. There's a gym on every corner. If you're not there, if you're not trying them out, check them out. Get us a picture of you doing your favorite workout in your favorite gym. And maybe it's outside. Maybe you're running at one of our parks. Maybe you're, you know, all the fitness facilities or fitness items that they've got at Craighead. Get a picture in front of those. But this week, big week, final week, it is Downtown Week. So that's your challenge this week. That's where you're going to get the most points. Go downtown, get in front of your favorite restaurant, get in front of your favorite bike store, outdoor store, get in front of the Forum, get in front of your favorite yoga studio. Take a picture, hashtag Explore Jonesboro. Guys, it's been fun. It's been exciting. I've been just blown away by the response that we've gotten from everybody. So it's been so much fun. I hate for it to come to an end, but I'm also excited about giving away this big, huge prize this Friday night as well.
There you go. Explore Jonesboro is the hashtag on social media. Get out there, and you have the chance to win a $2,500 or more in prizes. That's pretty cool, man.
That's it, guys. So remember, motivation for the day. Life is only 10% what happens to you, and it's 90% of how you react.
Yep.
Yeah.
So important to think about that, isn't it?
No doubt, each and every single day. I love that quote. I would almost change it, though, a little bit. I'm going to say life is like 1% what happens to you, and it's literally 99% of how you respond. And remember my favorite quote of all, life is happening for us, not to us. And if you'll go through your day today, and every time something comes up, you know, every time a speed bump occurs, a hurdle occurs, something that you go, gosh, I just wasn't planning on that today. Gosh, I hate I got that phone call. You know, I hate that letter came in the mail. But again, life is happening for you, not to you. That mindset, that mentality will truly, truly take you places.
He's Eric Birch from Birch & Company. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed week.
All right, you too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
John Party and Dirt on My Boots is on K-Fine. Good morning. It's 8:03. Hey, heads up. If you ate at one of those restaurants, it might have an employee that had hepatitis A. They're doing that clinic again today. Just a heads up. It's going on again. So I went by there on Friday. And it's really fast. Like, I was kind of worried about it when I saw these reports on, you know, and I was talking to somebody over the weekend who lives in Paragould. And we were talking about there were a number of restaurants in Paragould.
Yeah.
Well, if you've eaten here, go get your vaccination. So I sent a text to one of our mutual friends, Dr. Tate, right? And I'm like, hey, dude, I had this restaurant. Do I need to go? And he's like, yes.
Oh, man.
And then I started to get nervous about it because I'm like, maybe this isn't a cold that I have. Maybe it's hepatitis A.
Yeah, you could be in the hospital for several weeks.
Right. I've heard stories like that. And they say you can have all these different symptoms, fever, fatigue, a loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dark urine.
Oh, my God.
Clay-colored bowels.
And probably, what? Even though you had none of those, you thought you had every single
one. Single? Well, yeah, most of them. Joint
especially
pain.
The last one.
Jaundice.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I knew it. I had all those things going on. So it's so crazy, though. Like, when as a kid, and Kai was like this because Kai was afraid because he ate with us that he was going to have to get his shot, right?
Uh-huh.
He worried about it the night before. He worried about it all that day. And then we went there, and he didn't have to get the shot because he was vaccinated for when he was young.
That's good. That's smart.
So he was relieved. But the shot, literally, you fill out the paperwork. It takes longer to do the paperwork.
Did your wife have to hold you down?
No. I was brave, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Well, because there were a lot of people there. So I had to.
You had to put on your brave face.
It was an act.
So you had the tears, but they weren't rolling down your face. You just kind of wiped them away.
I'm like, oh. And I was like, do I look? Don't look. Look away.
Oh, I never can look. I'm always like death grip on the other hand, but I'm, you know, they tell you to kind of loosen up on the on your shot arm or whatever. And I'm like, I can't do that.
And it's like, bam.
Yeah.
And it's over. And then she said to me, would you like the flu shot? And I said something I wish I could take back.
I already know what you said.
What'd
and you
say?
We haven't even talked about it.
Did you get mean?
No, I didn't.
Do you want me to tell you what he said?
You don't.
Can
know
I guess?
You can try to guess.
Is it free?
No, you didn't. You
look
did
at his
not.
Face. He did.
Are you being
oh
serious?
Oh my gosh.
As soon as
Brandon.
I said it, I wanted to take it back. I didn't want, it's like, oh, go back in my mouth. Don't say that.
Well, I'll do it if it's free, please.
What did they do?
They said it was free.
So I got it. Oh my goodness. You're so cheap.
Isn't that awful?
Well, at least now we know you won't get the flu or hepatitis A.
Man, I'm in the clear.
Probably.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kane Brown, Lose It, is on K-Fine. Good morning. He's going to be in South Haven at the Lander Center in January. Info on the show and tickets up at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
I need to stop you because I have a serious question that I need answers to this morning. So on Saturday morning, I got up a little bit early. You know, we're kind of getting ready for some A-State football. But before then, because we didn't have to be at the tailgate till like 1:30 or whatever, right?
Yeah, you were late.
I was not late.
You told everybody 1 o'clock. You got there at 1:15.
What? Why do you have to bring that up? That has nothing to do with
sudden,
my story.
All of a sudden, now you're supposed to be there at 1:30 when you told everybody you were going to be there at 1.
I'm just going to sit over here.
I got there before you did, so
doesn't matter.
Hush. Doesn't matter.
I didn't say I'd be there at 1 either. I'm a man of my word.
Yeah. No, you sent me a text that said, yeah, we're meeting at 12:15. Trying to get me to go out there early.
Imagine that.
You're such a jerk.
She's there an hour and a half before you get there. By herself.
So dumb.
I forgot.
Oh, man. Okay, so the serious question I have is that I was watching ESPN. You know, it's College Game Day and stuff like that. But before they even do College Game Day, they have like a special edition of Live Sports Center. And they're kind of going over the jerseys of what some of the teams are going to be wearing. And it's a neat little thing. You get to see the jerseys before the teams take the field. But there was one strange element that I noticed going on with this jersey display. They had these mannequins,
right?
And they're shaped out like the football players, you know, they're six packs and they're ripped and they're all this kind of stuff. But one thing I noticed was that they had nipples. These mannequins.
Why did you say it like that?
These mannequins had nipples.
Nipples.
Nibble.
And I thought,
hashtag? No hashtag.
No. No.
I do wonder, though, if you went to the mall right now and you looked at some of the mannequins they have on display.
Well, you look weird, number one.
They're not even open, David.
I just want to walk through the mall right now and look at these mannequins to see if they have nipples. Do these mannequins all have nipples?
We're going
to
see David at the mall later today lifting up mannequin shirts.
I just wonder.
I need to know this, too, because why would they? I mean, like, they don't have other privates.
Exactly. What is the point of showing off a mannequin's nipples?
Can you imagine?
Okay, you took that to a new level.
No, weird. I'm not. I did not.
No, you did.
No, you're saying nipples over and over, and I'm weird.
But there's always a little boy, you know, in the mall that you'll find somewhere that's mom is like right beside him, and you just see him looking at the mannequin, and you just know what's going through his head. Like, what's under there?
So we need to either send David to the mall to do some Explore Jonesboro on this, or what? You can do that.
Yeah.
I think Eric Birch may ban me from social media if I use hashtag Explore Jonesboro, and it's a mannequin's nipples.
Why are you being so weird about it?
You're the one being weird.
If anybody works at the mall and knows this, let us know. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. It's 870-935-5346. I'm a little bit under the weather.
And the exact question is what again, Brandon?
Why do mannequins have nipples?
And do they in all the stores?
That one too.
All right. So let it. Oh, there goes phones. We're going to go to the phones here in a minute.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And sometimes, you know, we come in with these random questions. Like this morning, I wanted to know Poncho's cheese dip. Do you eat it cold or do you eat it warm?
Mm-hmm.
That's where my mind was this morning.
Right.
David's mind was somewhere different.
I wanted to know about nipples.
That's the full question.
Mannequin nipples, not
sheesh.
You're making that word seem weird.
Well, it is a weird word.
It's really
I'm
going
to say it is a weird word.
No, because everybody has them. Even dogs have them. Cats have
them. True, but
it doesn't matter. You don't go walking around saying, how are your nipples today?
What are you talking about?
See, I told you that was weird.
Well, I never walk up to somebody and say, how are your fingers today either, David?
I mean, like, hey, how's your arms? All right, that was just a bad example, David.
That's an awful example.
I just need to quit talking.
Please.
Okay.
David wanted to go to the phones. This question. 870-935-KFINE.
Oh, hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Mackenzie.
Hey, Mackenzie, where are you from?
I'm from Jonesboro.
Okay, Kent. This is a really awkward question, but I need to ask this anyway.
I just want to hear you say it.
Can you explain why mannequins have nipples?
I can't really explain why, but I know I work at the mall, and the store I work for, our mannequins don't have them.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, they don't.
Smooth.
I'm telling you.
And I've never seen a mannequin that has them either, so...
I'm thinking that if a mannequin had nipples, that's more distracting than it's, like, helpful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I couldn't even...
Yeah, I figured it would be.
I couldn't focus on those jerseys I saw on Saturday because I kept looking at the nipples. It was so weird.
That is weird.
That's enough.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you see the video of Blake and Gwen Stefani on the bus where Blake's singing that song to her?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really sweet.
It was cool, right? Because he's, like, warming up before a show, and she's just sitting there next to him, and he's got the guitar. And
yeah.
He's just playing that. It's up on Gwen Stefani's social media if you want to check it out, but it's pretty cool stuff.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Drake. Now, he was set to perform in Miami on Friday and Saturday night, but he didn't get to do so. And American Airlines Arena actually went out on social media and said, due to circumstances beyond our control, yada, 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 the show's been canceled.
Right.
Now, no one really knew if it was production issues or if something would happen with Drake or Migos, because there have been those issues a couple of weeks ago with all of that.
Yeah.
But it turns out Drake just got really, really sick. And on social media, he just said, I got so ill so fast that I never experienced anything like that in my life. And he wanted to thank the two doctors and nurse that helped him with the round-the-clock care.
Really?
It's a mystery illness and no one really knows. I mean, the dude could have got hepatitis A, could have gotten the flu, could have gotten a multitude of things. No one truly knows.
Hepatitis A is not a laughing matter. I've already told you about this. I had to go get vaccinated.
You did have a scare.
Well, I'm glad you got vaccinated. That's good. Apparently, Drake didn't. And I guess he's doing better. Still no word on how he's feeling.
Hey, got you guys up on Selena Gomez, if you're a fan of hers. There's some pretty cool stuff on her social media. On one of her Instagram stories, she was in her closet, and she showed one of the outfits from the Back to You video, and she said she was just, she felt compelled to give that outfit away.
Wow.
Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
She said, if you want this outfit, DM me. I'm just going to give it away to somebody.
Dang.
Like, that's pretty neat. Like, who would you want clothes from, like an outfit from?
Ooh.
I'll take some clothes from Peyton Manning.
Be pretty cool, like a jersey you wore in a game.
You think it would fit?
Probably. We're about the same size. He's only like 6'5".
I'm thinking like if there's anything from Michael Jackson, how awesome would that be?
That would be cool.
Would be pretty
cool. In my living room.
Yeah.
Or Britney Spears.
It'd be pretty neat too, right?
Got you gossip on Demi Lovato. So it's been about 2 months since she had her overdose, and apparently she's still in rehab, but they give out day passes, if she's doing well.
Right.
So there's a picture of her out showing her talking to a woman, walking her dog. She's got a coffee in her hand. She's smiling. She looks happy. She looks relaxed. So friends are saying that apparently she's on the right track and doing better.
That's awesome to hear because she had that issue just, a month or so ago?
2 months ago, yeah.
Why has it already been that long? Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just had the weird moment of Michael Steele from our sister station telling me that somebody looks like me, only skinny.
Looks just like you, except he's skinny.
Who says stuff like that?
And I saw your face go from a smile to like a drop, and I was like, oh, here we
right.
go.
Yeah.
Subtly calling you big.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he looks kind of like you, just better looking. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. That's exactly what you said.
No,
you said that.
That's the way I heard it.
This guy was anorexic.
Well, you didn't say that.
Looking. She looked unhealthy.
Now he's trying.
he's trying to backtrack.
Defend it now.
You look very healthy. You're fit. You work out.
Thank you, Michael.
Looked like he was really bad skinny. I'm not going to say what I wanted to say.
No, because you can't. Yeah, you can't say that. We have to be politically correct.
He looked really bad. You look great. When I said skinny,
this is getting weird, Michael.
Bad
I'm going to leave
skinny.
Now. A bad skinny.
Scary skinny.
Well, see, I get scary skinny sometimes. I go through these phases where I get bloated.
You've never been scary skinny.
No, I've once. Maybe
again,
twice.
He called you, you've never been skinny.
You've never
before.
Been skinny.
Yeah, so he has offended you again.
He needs to just stop talking to me.
Sound more like my wife all the time.
That's right.
Are you calling me fat?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So watching Tiger Woods win this tournament yesterday and watching thousands of people walk the golf course with him, that was a cool scene.
That's so insane how people just get so addicted to Tiger and his tournaments as of late because it's been literally 80,000 people going out to these tournaments to follow him around at every single hole.
And they have those shots, I guess they're drone shots or whatever, of the people following him, and they're like in droves.
Yeah. Isn't it cool, though? Like, I'm like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What do you be like? Like, imagine that type of pressure. Like, you know, thousands of people are like looking at every single move you make, including on television.
Yeah.
That kind of pressure to me, I just don't know if I could play well. And he goes out and wins a daggum tournament.
And the first one in 5 years, his 80th victory. He was emotional after that. That's pretty cool. I tried to watch some baseball over the weekend. I'm just thinking baseball needs to speed up a little bit. have that like where it's like I really want to enjoy, but man, sometimes
there's just not enough hits.
I think I watched a game the other day where, you know, they are trying to quote unquote speed the game up, and then they had an instant review or something or a replay or something like that, a review. And they took like 5 minutes to review one simple play.
What was the play?
I can't remember. It was something like somebody being tagged out or something, you know, one of those really close calls that they used to not do those replays on. It was just like, we're going to go by what the umpire says. Hey, just do that anyway. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
But instead, we're going to spend 15 minutes looking at this one out.
But there's something about like the World Series by the time it gets down to that because you know it all means something.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those midseason games are your game like number 91 in the year.
Yeah.
And here it is in the fifth inning and it's 1-0. You're just like, Whoa.
What about the Patriots last night? The Patriots lost to the Lions.
You're going to talk about a slow-looking game. Golly.
But I was kind of excited like the underdog was going to win, and then they did win. What's on Monday Night Football tonight?
It's the Buccaneers taking on the Steelers.
Is that a good game?
Bucks are 2-0. If it's magic, baby, let's see what happens.
All right. Thank you, David.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, congratulations goes out to Carrie Underwood. Her new album, Cry Pretty, has debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. So she sold 266,000 copies. It's the biggest sales week for a female this entire year. So congratulations to Carrie. Also, it's the best sales week for a country album in more than 3 years. Wow. So you think about all the people that she's beaten with who's put out music over the last 3 years, that album, beats them all in country. So congratulations to Carrie Underwood. Of course, her newest single is called Love Wins.
So Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, have one baby right now. That's their son, Memphis. And I don't even know if he's walking yet. And she's pregnant with their little girl. So things are majorly changing for them. And you can expect while they're touring, the bus is getting crowded.
Oh, yeah.
So he was in an interview and he was telling them that now they have two playpens, two cribs inside the bus. So when he had his daughters who are a little bit older, he didn't have a bus like that. And a lot of the people that were on his bus with him were his band. So he had like 12 people on the bus. And now it's his family touring with him, so things are a lot different for him now.
That's awesome, though. Think about being able to take them all over the country and see all those different things. That's cool.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. And something else that is cool is new music from Eric Church. He's teasing us a little bit because it's not an official release. It's just one of the teases he's been doing on social media the past couple of weeks. This song is called Jukebox and a Bar, and here's your first listen on K-Fine.
One pushes me up the mountain and one rolls me down. So you can keep your fancy potions and your incandescent notions. As for me, am I barely beating heart?
This is Eric Church.
There's no better prescription for my broken disposition than a jukebox and a bar.
He has two more songs to reveal before that full album comes out October the 5th. Before that full album comes out October the 5th. Anyway, he's also announced a big tour. He did that this weekend. In January, he'll be in St. Louis. Brandon, I know that's a big show.
That's awesome.
He'll also be in Nashville in May, another big show. But anyway, Eric Church coming out with a lot of great music. You can check all of it out up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, I feel like everyone decided to do their premiere tonight. Okay, so you have Monday Night Football.
Yep.
It's the Bucks and the Steelers. That's on at 7 o'clock on ESPN. But then you also have the 27th season premiere of Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
That's on at 7 o'clock on ABC. The 15th season premiere of The Voice, that's on at 7 o'clock on NBC. Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Clarkson joining Blake and Adam.
Right.
The 12th season premiere and the final season of The Big Bang Theory begins tonight at 7 o'clock on CBS. Along with that, Young Sheldon is on TV. The Resident is on the Fox Television Network. The series premiere of Magnum P.I. on at CBS at 8 o'clock. Then you have the third season premiere of Bull on CBS. The Good Doctor on ABC, a new show, and the series premiere of Manifest on NBC as well. So TV is loaded tonight.
Yep. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.